This is HPR episode 2908 entitled, Modeling Opinions in Space Game, and is part of the series, Haskell. It is hosted by Tuku Toroto, and is about 35 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, Tutorto talks about modeling opinions.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, you are listening to the Hacker Public Radio, and this is Tutur talking about making a space game in Haskell. Today we continue with the people, this time with the opinions. There's somewhat more code around this time, but it might be a good idea to follow with the show notes. I try to keep the amount of code that I'm reading aloud to the minimum, though. So, opinions. Different kinds of people get along with each other at a varying degree. And in the game, this is modeled with the opinion score. It can range from minus 100 to 100, where 0 is neutral, minus 100 is the worst, and 100 is the best possible. And opinion may affect to the things like trade deals, or marriage proposals, war declarations, and such. And current system is somewhat limited. There's two things that are taken into account currently. There's trades and relations. Trades are, these are defining things about characters. So you can be, for example, brave or coward or diligent or whatever. These are trades. So, for example, two brave characters automatically like each other a bit better than brave and coward. And relations are relations between characters, like parent and child automatically will like each other better than just some random person. And two rivals will hate each other so much that it takes a lot of work to work over that. So, parent and child have a positive opinion of each other, or that relation contributes positively to their opinion, and two rivals will have negative opinion of each other. And to make things even complicated, this is based on the intel levels, which may lead into the incorrect results, just like in the real life. So if you don't have intel of some character, you don't get as good information about them than if you have that in the. And reports, there's always reports, can hold different levels of information. And this is modeled in the report result data. That's for internal use only. Client never sees that one. And it has two things that it actually three things it keeps track of. There's a confidence level, like what level of confidence you have on this result. Then there's the opinion score, ranging from minus 100 to 100, and there might be a list of opinion reasons, which tells you that why you don't like somebody or why somebody else doesn't like. Why two characters that are not you don't like each other or like each other. So this is as a report result. It's an enumeration with three value constructors, feeling level that takes an opinion score as a parameter, reason level that takes an opinion score and list of opinion reasons, and details level that takes an opinion score and list of opinion reasons. So if you only have a gut feeling about something, you do get a score, but you don't get a list of reasons. If you have reasons level, then you have a score and list of reasons, and if you have detailed level, you have a better detailed information about this. There you have a score and the list of reasons. Two last cases look similar, but they turn into a little bit different explanation when it's sent into the client. That's why I'm keeping them separate. Okay, and report result has a semi-group and monoid instances, because I want it to be a monoid, so that two results can be combined. So if I have two report results, I can just use the diamond operator to smash them together. And the result is that the scores are added up, and the opinion reasons, those lists, are just concatenated. And then, because there's a three levels, the feeling level, reasons level, detail level, when you combine two of those report results, the confidence level of the new result is the lowest one of the two. So if you combine two detailed level results, you're going to get a detailed level result. But if you combine feeling level and detail level, you get a feeling level as a result. Scores are still added up, and the lists are, opinion reason lists are concatenated. And the empty instance, the empty unit for report result is a detailed level with an opinion score of 0 and the empty opinion reason list, because you can combine anything with this value without that combined item changing to anything. I wrote the instance declarations in the show notes. They are not particularly interesting, I think, but if you want to have a look, they are there. Basically, they are just combining the scores together and lists together and getting the lowest of the level. Okay, now that we have a report result that we can use to keep track of the what's the result of opinion calculation, we can get started. So like I said, there's two cases or two sources, however you want to think about it. And first I'm going to tackle the opinion based on the traits. So if you have two persons and you know what traits they have, you can calculate or compute how they like each other. And here's the thing. It could be between a player character and somebody, or then the result would be that how much the player character likes somebody and how much that another character likes the player character. Or it could be between two different characters that are not the player character. Then the result will be how well they like each other based on the information what the player has. This isn't always true. Player might not have all the information available. So in that case, it's just the best ability. The result is calculated to their best ability. So current system is based on comparing two lists of traits. So you need to, if you want to know how the characters like each other, you have to have all their traits as a list. So if you have brave and brave, that's a good, that gives you an opinion bonus. If you have two ambitious characters, that's bad, that gives you a opinion malus. And this doesn't work on the traits that alone cause an effect. So if you have a character if I had a character in a game who would have a hypothetical trait called dislikable, which would cause everybody to dislike him, regardless of their traits, this system cannot handle it. You have to have two traits that contribute the calculation. So that is something that I need to add up. Add some at some later point. So I have a function. The very bottom function is a trait pair opinion that is given two trait types, for example brave and brave, and it returns maybe tuple of opinion score, opinion reason. So maybe is returned because it doesn't necessarily, if you have some combination of traits that doesn't cause bonus or malus, then it returns nothing. But if there's some combination of traits, for example brave and brave, then it returns just tuple with opinion score, let's say 5 or 10, and opinion reason of two brave characters automatically like each other. So given two traits, it will tell how that combination affects to the opinions and the reasoning behind of it. And in order to have a nicer format for our data, we have a little helper function, trait pair score, that takes two trait types and returns tuple of opinion score, a list of opinion reason. This is just a small helper function that takes the result of that previous computation, and in case of nothing, it returns empty, which is a tuple where the opinion score is 0 and the opinion reason list is just an empty list. But if there's a value, if the calculation produces a value, then it returns an opinion score and list of one item. So this might look a bit silly, why do I want to do it like this? But this is because tuple of opinion score, opinion reason isn't a monoid. You cannot combine them, but the tuple of opinion score, list of opinion reason is a monoid. Because tuple where both elements are monoids is a monoid. Opinion score is a monoid because 0 is the empty element and the addition is defined as that combination function. Opinion reason isn't a monoid because it's not a reasonable monoid, because if you combine two opinion reasons, you would get a opinion reason as a one long string where two strings have been combined together. That does not make any sense. So, but if you make it a list, then you can combine two lists. You just add them up. So two reasons cannot be added up in a sensible way, but two lists of reasons can be added in a sensible way. You just combine the lists. And all this means that if I'm making tuples of opinion score, list of opinion reasons, I can combine them with that diamond operator, and that will be handy at some later point during this episode. Okay, so in order to calculate the score based on the traits, we do it like there's a bit code that there's a function trait score that takes a list of trait type, person intel, another list of trait type, and another list of person intel, and produces a report result. We need that the first trait type is for the originator, and the person intel is intel for that person, and the second trait type and person intel is for the target. The names are kind of arbitrary in this case. So I have two characters. I have list of the traits and list of the intel that we have available of those characters. And based on all this information, we are going to produce a report result. Inside of the function, there's a if. It checks that the intel contains, both intels contains traits. So we have a trait information of both of these characters. If so, we are going to return detailed level result with a score and reasons. If we don't have traits on those two characters, then we are going to return feeling level result with Oniscora. And most likely in this case, the trait list will be empty anyway. And how we are going to calculate the score and reasons, this is I'm reading aloud. This is our open paren score, comma reasons, close paren. So we are making a tuple and destructing it automatically, so we get two values, score and reasons, equals mconcat dollar trait base score, diamond dollar originator traits, diamond asterisk target traits. So that's quite a bit of stuff packed in a small space there. I'll go and try to unpack and explain that a little bit. So the trait pair score is a function that expects two trait type values as parameters. So, but we call it with two lists of such values. And how we are doing this is that we are putting that diamond dollar in between the trait pair score and first parameter. That means that it creates a list of functions of where first parameter comes from that originator traits list, but second parameter hasn't been given yet, so they are waiting for that second parameter. So trait pair score, diamond dollar originator traits creates a list of functions that are waiting for the second parameter. First parameter comes from that list. Diamond asterisk target traits means that we are taking that list of functions, and for each of those functions we are calling with all the parameters or with all the values coming from the target traits. So that diamond asterisk applies each function to each value of the second list. And the result here is that if we have a two lists, if those lists that we have both have two elements, we are going to get four function calls, and thus we are going to get a list of four results. So the trait pair score will be called first. It will be called, well, I'm not 100% sure what the order is, but it does not really matter. The first element is the first element is the trait pair score called with the first element of the both list. Second is the first element of the first list and second element of the latter list. Third one is the second element of the first list and the first element of the second list, and the fourth one is the second element of the first list and second element of the last list. So it just calls with every possible combination. So this is a list applicative that we are using here. I might have talked about this at some last point. But the end result is that we are going to trade the score with all combination of two lists of parameters. So now we have a big list of report results, but we are not interested on the big list of report results. We want one report result, and then we are using mconcat to that list of results. Mconcat is a general function that, when given a list of monoids, will just combine them together. So this uses the diamond operator that when we define the semigroup for the report result and monoid for the report result. This is why we did it, because now we can just call mconcat to that long list, and it will combine all those values. It will take the empty value diamond it to the first value of the list, diamond it to the second value of the list, diamond it to the third value list, until to the end of the list, and just smash them all together. Result is that we have a tuple of opinion score, list of opinion reason, and then because we define this as a open parent score, comma reasons close parent on the left side of the equal sign, we are taking the tuple apart and ending up with a value of score and value of reasons, and these we are returning from our trade score function. This is probably kind of convoluted and bad explanation, but if you have a chance to look at the show notes, it might probably, hopefully it makes some more sense. So based on the available intel, a report result of correct level is created. So if we know the traits of the both persons, we get detailed level. If you don't, then we get a feeling of result. And this is how we get an opinion result of the based on the trait scores. To the traits and intel. So the second part of the puzzle is the opinion based on the relations. This is even more convoluted. This I'm not 100% happy, but I couldn't figure out better way of doing this. So this is a basic, somewhat similar, but it's a bit more complex. So the intel here is two dimensions: the relationship visibility and level of detail. So you can have a base opinion intel, reasons for opinions, and detailed opinions. And that second dimension is for when opinion of two people other than your character. So hopefully that will be a bit more clear when I explain that. So the relation score is just like it's a person intel, list of person intel, list of relations, and we are going to get a report result out of that. And we need to take account of what level of intel we have about opinions and on what detail. This is the in our function O intel. Visibility is unique relation visibilities that exist in relation in that particular case, and the score is computed based on the relation. So in the code there's a relation score intel relations equals to mconcat dollar rel report o intel score diamond dollar visibilities. So we are calling rel report function with the intel we have available about this particular case score that we calculated depending on the relationship we have, and applying that to the visibilities that we have. I'm pretty sure that this cannot be followed without show notes. Sorry about that, but I couldn't get this cleaner. No matter how I tried. But so the bottom line is that the rel report function is the one that is doing most of the work. And for that you are going to give parameters of opinion intel, list opinions, tuple of opinion score, list of opinion reasons, relation visibility, and report result. And what it does here, it's first it tries to find matching intel about this particular case, like depending on the what type of relation it is. Is it a public relation which is known to everyone? Is it a family relation known only a small group of people, or is it a secret relation known only to those two particular persons? So it tries to find a visibility that matches. And if there's no matching visibility, then you just get a feeling level result. If there's a matching visibility, you can get a feeling level, reasons level, or detail level, depending on what type of information you have about that particular character. Because, like I explained in the earlier, if you have two characters that neither one of them is you, and you are trying to figure out what's their opinion of each other, you have to have intel of those characters. You can have a, which traits is easy, because you either have that information or you don't have that information. But when you are trying to figure out how they like each other based on the relationships they have, you have to have a intel on relationships, of course, and that intel has a that level that you can have a intel on. You always have a intel on public relationships because they are public, but you might have a you might not have a intel on the about the secret relations, because you know they are secret. You have to work on to get that level of information out of them. And you can have, because you have two characters, you could have a full intel on one character, and you would have a bare minimum intel of the another character. And based on that information, you can try to guess or compute how would they like each other. And this is based on the intel you have. This cannot take into account what intel those characters have about each other. For example, you might have an intel, secret intel about both characters that would tell that they dislike each other utterly because of some relationship they have with some fourth person. But because those two characters don't have that intel about each other, they might have only a public intel about each other. They don't know about that secret relation that another character has. So their opinion of each other is different than what you compute it to be. So this is like you cannot know what those characters know and calculate the relationship score or opinion score based on that. You just don't have that information. You have to go based on the information you have about those characters and make that best effort estimate. Okay, so that's why this is a bit convoluted and not giving a correct results. So to put all of this together, we combine results of these two functions. So we have a opinion result based on the traits, and we have an opinion result based on the relationships. And we can combine these with the diamond operator, because they are just two opinion results. We just diamond them together and get a one result where the scores are summed up and the reason lists are concatenated together and confidence level is lower of the two. So that one monoid and semi-group instance we declared earlier, that gets quite a bit of use, and I found it really handy here. And when we add more factors that might affect to the system, to the opinion, it's just we just diamond the results together, and it should work just fine. Okay, so now that we have a report result, we need to transfer into some information that we can return to the client. And here we have a opinion report. Opinion report is the thing that we are returning to the client. We are not returning that opinion report type, because it tells a bit too much of information. We could filter that information on the client, but we don't want to do that. We want to return to the client only the information that they actually have access to and actually need. So we have a function report result to opinion result that takes a report result and returns an opinion result. And because opinion report is a it's a enumeration of three values. It's a base opinion report with a opinion feeling, or it's a opinion reason report with opinion feeling and list of opinion reasons, or it's detailed opinion report with opinion score and list of opinion reasons. So it matches to that report result types that we defined earlier with bit of changes. So if we have a feeling level report result, we are going to get a base opinion report with an opinion feeling. And opinion feeling is an enumeration, just negative, neutral, positive. So we are going to turn that score that we spent a lot of effort to calculate into just a value. Is it a negative feeling, neutral feeling, positive feeling? I think anything below minus 15 is negative, and anything above plus 15 is positive, and minus 15 to positive 15 is neutral feeling. So if the character doesn't have enough intel, they're just going to get I have a negative feeling, or I think that person has a positive feeling about that third person. If they have a However, if they get a opinion reason, if they get reasons level report from the computation, then they are going to get a opinion reason report sent to the client. Here we have again opinion feeling, so it's again that negative, neutral, positive, but we have a list of reasons. So character can quantify the gut feeling a little bit better. Like, I don't like that character because they are ambitious and I'm ambitious, so they are danger to me. Or I bet this character likes that other character because they are both gardeners, for example. So again, you just get that feeling, but you have a bit more information why you get that feeling. And the last one is that if you have detailed level report, you are going to get detailed opinion report where you have actual score and the list of reasons. Here you can quantify things like this character has an opinion of 25 of that another character because of this list of reasons. And that's about what the opinions are currently. So like I said, reports are based on the intel. In case of player's own avatar, they have full intel of their own avatar. So that's why the opinion about some other person is based on wholly on what we know about them. But in case we are gouging somebody else's opinion about us, or person A's opinion of person B, then we don't have all that information, or we might have more information that those other characters have, which leads to incorrect results. But that's how it goes. You know better what you yourself are thinking than what some other person is thinking. So there's a chance of misjudging things. Okay, future plans. I want to add more things that affects to the opinions, like that single trait thing. Like you might have a generally dislikable character or generally likable character. That should be easy enough to add. It would be neat to have a history of actions, like if you know that there's some character who has consistently been really great, you might like them slightly better because of that. Or if there's some character who is a history of destroying planets, you might dislike them quite a bit because of those history of actions they have done. culture could be one thing that we could affect at here. You have, you are, you probably, as a character, probably doesn't like characters coming from different culture as much as members of their own culture. And age could be thrown into mix. So if you are in a navy, for example, in the space navy, some old general might naturally dislike young officers, or might like them, depending on what kind of traits they have. That old general. If you have a some really old general who is of opinion that nobody under age of 50 should be an officer of some level, some certain level, then that might affect to the opinion of the people around them. So I'm gonna finish it here. Questions, comments, feedback is always welcome. Even better is if you record your own Hacker Public Radio episode. Best way to reach me nowadays is either email or Fediverse, where I'm tuturto at mastodon.social. Ad astra.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.